Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive?
You know it.
Today we're diving headfirst into the world of AI and education.
Buckle up, things are about to get seriously futuristic.
And I'm not just talking about robots taking over classrooms. We're talking about real, tangible ways AI is already changing how we learn.
Oh yeah, this is happening now.
And we've got a fantastic source to guide us. EANI Dukasam, 39 Exemplus Transformadogas.
Packed with real-world examples. This is not sci-fi, folks.
So get ready to be surprised by how AI is shaping the future of learning.
And hey, that means your future too, potentially.
Okay, let's jump right in. I'm already super curious.
Well, how about we kick things off with the wow factor? You know, the examples that make you go, is this really happening?
Ooh, I love a good wow moment.
All right, imagine this. Stepping into a virtual classroom in the metaverse.
Hold on, metaverse, like I'm actually in the classroom.
Yeah, instead of just staring at a screen, you're immersed in a 3D environment.
Whoa, so instead of just reading about ancient Rome, I could be walking through the Colosseum.
Exactly, that's what platforms like Engage VR are doing. You can explore historical sites, travel the world, even dive into the human body.
Okay, that's definitely a wow. But AI in education isn't just about making learning more fun, right?
Right. It can also help students who face learning challenges.
Now, that's really important.
Take dyslexia, for example. There are AI tools now that can analyze a student's reading and pick up on signs of dyslexia early on.
Wow. Early detection is so crucial for getting those students the right support.
Absolutely. A platform called Dissolve not only flags potential issues, but also helps teachers understand the specific areas a student might be struggling with and suggests ways to help.
So it's like personalized support from the get-go.
Exactly. And speaking of personalized learning, that's a huge theme when it comes to AI and education.
Makes sense. Everyone learns differently, right?
Right. AI can help create a learning experience tailored to each student's needs, pace, and learning style.
It's like having a personal tutor who adapts to you in real time.
Exactly. Think about adaptive learning platforms.
Adaptive learning platforms.
These platforms use AI algorithms to track your progress and adjust the difficulty of what you're learning.
So if I'm cruising through a lesson, it'll challenge me more, but if I'm stuck, it'll slow down and give me more help?
Precisely. A platform called Carnegie Learning is doing amazing work in this area.
Okay, so AI is personalizing learning, helping with challenges. What about the teachers? Are robots replacing them?
Not at all. AI is more about empowering teachers, not replacing them.
Okay, I'm all ears. How can AI help teachers?
Imagine this. All those time-consuming tasks that teachers have, like grading, data analysis, even lesson planning?
Yeah, those could be real time suckers.
AI can take those tasks off their plate.
Wait, really? So no more late nights grading papers?
Platforms like Magic School AI and Edwaite AI can automate those tasks?
Wow, that would be a game changer for so many teachers.
It would free them up to focus on what they do best, inspiring and connecting with their students.
And because AI can analyze student data so well, teachers get a much clearer picture of each student's strengths and weaknesses, right?
Exactly, so they can provide even better support and adapt their teaching.
So it's not just saving time, it's making teachers even more effective.
And it can make education more equitable for all students.
Okay, I'm really intrigued by this equity piece. How does AI promote fairness in education?
Well, we talked about assistive technologies for students with disabilities, which AI is making even better.
Right, that's super important.
But beyond that, AI can help bridge the skills gap by figuring out what individual students need and providing targeted resources.
So if a student is struggling, AI can pinpoint exactly where they need help. And then suggest specific activities or support.
Exactly. It's about creating a more level playing field for everyone, no matter their background.
That's awesome. Sounds like AI is tackling some really big challenges in education, but are there any downsides? Any concerns we should be thinking about?
Of course, with any powerful technology, there are always potential downsides and ethical questions. We'll definitely dig into those a bit later.
Okay, looking forward to that discussion. But for now, I think we've covered a ton just in this first part, from virtual classrooms to personalized learning and tools to help teachers. AI is making a big impact.
And we've only scratched the surface. It's such a fascinating time to be following this field.
I can't wait to see what else we uncover.
Welcome back to our deep dive into AI and education.
I'm still processing all those amazing examples from the last part, virtual classrooms and AI helping with dyslexia. Wow.
It's really incredible how AI is changing the game, and we've got even more to explore today.
I'm all ears. What else does this article, EANI Dukasam, 39 Exemplus Transformadogas, have for us?
Let's zoom in on language learning. Have you ever used an app like Duolingo?
Duolingo, of course. I'm a bit of a language enthusiast myself.
Well, Duolingo is a perfect example of AI in action.
Really? I just thought it was a fun way to learn new words.
It's fun, but there's some serious AI working behind the scenes, those bite-sized lessons and games. It's all powered by algorithms.
No way. So AI has been helping me learn languages without me even realizing it.
Exactly. Duolingo uses AI to analyze your progress and personalize your lessons.
So it's like it knows what I'm good at and what I need to work on.
Yep. It tracks everything, which words you're mastering, which grammar rules you're struggling with.
So if I'm acing those Spanish verb conjugations, it'll give me tougher vocabulary. But if I'm messing up the subjunctive, it'll make me practice more.
That's exactly how it works. It's like having a personal tutor who adjusts the lessons just for you.
That's brilliant. I had no idea. No wonder I'm finally making progress with my French.
See? AI making a real difference. And speaking of personalized learning, let's talk about test preparation.
Ugh, test prep. Two words that make every student cringe. Is AI going to make studying for those standardized tests any less painful?
You bet. AI-powered platforms are changing the game here, too.
So no more using those generic study guides that cover everything under the sun?
Nope. Platforms like Magoosh use AI to figure out your strengths and weaknesses.
So it creates a study plan just for me, focusing on what I actually need to work on.
Exactly. No more wasting time on stuff you already know. Talk about efficient.
That's amazing. And probably a lot less stressful for students, too. But what about the teachers? How's AI changing their role in all of this?
We already talked about how AI can help with grading and lesson planning, right?
Yeah, that's a huge help.
Well, AI is also powering a new generation of learning management systems.
LMS.
Oh, yeah.
I remember those from college, basically a hub for all the course stuff. What's so special about an AI-powered LMS?
Think of it as the ultimate personalized learning hub for everyone. It tracks student progress, recommends activities, and even gives teachers real-time insights.
Whoa, so it's like an LMS on steroids with AI as a personal assistant for both students and teachers?
You got it. For example, it can analyze a student's quiz results and suggest extra resources if they're struggling.
So it's like having a personalized tutor for every student, helping them exactly where they need it.
Right, and it can also flag students who are falling behind or those who are excelling and need a bigger challenge.
Like AI is giving teachers superpowers. They can see exactly where each student is in their learning and provide personalized support.
And it's not just about individual classrooms. AI can help schools make smarter decisions overall.
Like what?
Things like budgeting. There's a tool called AlloView that uses AI to analyze spending.
Hold on. AI for budgeting. How does that even work?
It looks for areas where schools might be overspending or where resources aren't being used effectively.
So instead of just guessing, schools can use data to make better decisions about how to spend their money.
Exactly. Making sure every dollar has the biggest impact on student learning. And speaking of impact, let's talk about the bigger picture. How is AI changing the very nature of education? What's it mean for the future of learning?
Now, those are the big questions, the ones we need to be asking if we're serious about using AI in education responsibly.
For sure. And one of the most exciting possibilities is AI's potential to democratize education.
Democratize education? What do you mean by that?
We've seen how AI can personalize learning no matter where a student is or what their background is.
Right. Everyone gets a tailored experience.
But imagine taking that further. What if every student everywhere had access to amazing learning resources, personalized support, and opportunities to grow?
That's a beautiful vision. But is it really possible?
I believe so. AI can break down barriers that have held students back for so long.
So it's not just about access to information. It's about making sure everyone has the chance to succeed.
Exactly. Leveling the playing field and creating a truly equitable system. But it goes beyond that. We also need to think about preparing students for the future.
A future where technology and AI are going to be everywhere, right?
Exactly. And that's another area where AI can be incredibly valuable by integrating it into the curriculum.
We can teach students the skills they'll need to thrive in a world powered by AI.
Exactly. Skills like critical thinking, problem solving, creativity, and adaptability.
Those are the skills that robots can't replace.
Exactly. And AI can help us cultivate those skills in students from a young age.
Wow, I'm convinced AI has the power to completely revolutionize education. It's mind-blowing. But let's be real for a second. Are there any downsides we need to be aware of?
Of course, AI is a powerful tool, but it's not a magic solution. There are potential pitfalls and unintended consequences we need to be careful about.
Okay, I'm ready to tackle those tougher questions. Bring on the challenges. And we're back with the final part of our deep dive into AI and education.
We've covered so much ground already, from virtual classrooms to personalized learning and AI-powered tools for teachers.
I know, it's been mind-blowing. But now it's time to take a closer look at the potential downsides.
Right, because with any powerful technology, there are always things we need to be careful about.
So let's get into those tougher questions. What are some of the potential pitfalls of AI in education?
Well, one of the biggest concerns is that AI could actually make existing inequalities worse.
Oh, that's definitely not what we want. How could that happen?
Well, AI systems are trained on data, right? And if that data reflects biases that already exist in society, those biases can get amplified by the AI.
That's a scary thought. So how do we prevent AI from making those inequalities worse in education?
Well, it all starts with the data itself. We have to be super intentional about the data we use to train these AI systems.
So it's not just about having a ton of data, it's about having the right kind of data.
Exactly. The data needs to be diverse and representative of all students, not just a select few.
So if the data is flawed, the AI is going to be flawed too.
Exactly. And we also need to have humans involved, constantly monitoring these AI systems and making adjustments when necessary.
So we can't just trust the algorithms blindly.
Nope. We need to be critical thinkers and make sure the AI is actually aligned with our values.
So it's all about using AI as a tool to support human educators, not to replace them entirely.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Another big concern is data privacy.
Ah, yes, that's a hot topic these days.
Absolutely. We're collecting so much information about students now, their learning patterns, their strengths and weaknesses, even their personal preferences.
Yeah, big data is everywhere.
Exactly. And we need to be incredibly careful about how all that data is collected, stored, and used.
It's a tough balancing act, right? We want to use data to make learning better for every student, but we also have to protect their privacy.
It is a tough balance. Transparency is key here. Students and their families need to understand how their data is being used, and they need to have control over their own information.
So it's all about empowering students, even in the world where data is king.
Absolutely. And as we become more reliant on AI in education, we also need to be wary of these technologies becoming too intrusive or even manipulative.
Like constant surveillance or personalized nudges that feel more like pressure.
Exactly. Or even AI systems making decisions about students' futures without any input from the students themselves.
Yeah, that would be crossing a line.
Definitely. We need to make sure AI in education is always used to empower students, not control them.
So it's about putting the human at the center of the equation, not the technology.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, education is all about human connection. It's about fostering curiosity, creativity, and a love of learning.
And those are things that AI can support, but it can never replace.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into AI in education. It's been an incredible journey, hasn't it?
It really has. We've explored so much, from the amazing potential to the really important ethical questions.
As we wrap up, I want to leave everyone with this thought. We're all part of shaping the future of AI in education. So as you continue to learn and explore, remember to stay curious, stay informed, and keep asking those tough questions.
And never stop learning.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into AI in education.